High country brook trout are showing their finest colors, and now's a great time to take home a few. We're hiking a few alpine lakes next on Western Live Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Hike to a pristine alpine lake to thin out a few brook trout. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse meets us at the trailhead.
For something you win is on the brookies, I would probably use small streamers, maybe in a size 10 or 12. Just those elevations, they're not used to seeing stuff much bigger than that. You can still do well with nymphs. Kind of the same stuff we'd use down these lower elevations, just on a smaller scale. Your blacks and olives, those are probably your two go-to colors. Whites might work, reds, a black and red or an olive and red, those can always be good producing colors. Maybe leave some of the bigger ones in there as the breeding stock, some of those in the middle range, thin those out of there and let the bigger ones get bigger. They should be pretty tasty right now. You just gotta be careful, especially with spawners. If they've spawned out and you're starting to see almost mold on their sides, I would leave those guys there because they're just probably not gonna taste very good, but the others should be just fine. It's nice and cool, and so it should help keep your body temperature down. And I mean, the leaves and all the colors up there, let alone the spawning colors of the brook trout, and yeah, it's just a beautiful time of year to be up in those elevations. Rainbows are a lot of fun to catch. Even the smaller ones seem to want to fight a lot harder than the same size cousins will. So rainbows are always fun, and those bigger ones again are coming up. So yeah, it can really be rewarding that way.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.